Now that you can't cry anymore, go home and rest, then find something to occupy your mind with. But I'm bored and nothing comes to mind. Don't you love writing? Life wouldn't be worth living if I didn't jot down all these ill-conceived ideas. Go ahead then, write now, write later, then write some more. Let your tears turn to words. The ache in our heart shall be the ink that keeps the pen full, and the despair of your soul the images that bring all to life. But where do I start? Right of life, it is everywhere, you see. In every breath we take and every hand we shake. Write about water, as it is within you as well as without, always in a different route. Write about air, for it bears the songs of fleeing birds and the laments of dying martyrs.
Write about the streets, for upon these cemented in the annals of history, men and women fight for, die honorably, and celebrate a victory.
Write about women, for in their bosom we find comfort, in their kisses we rejoice. They can be our best or gravest choice. Write about men, for they have given us stories, made life blossom, and also destroyed it over the centuries. Write about the children, for in their innocence the world is sustained, colors come alive in their presence, and for their curiosity they can never be blamed. Write about the sun, for it vanishes the darkness and revitalizes our spirit in times of torment. Through its underworld journey, life is brought back to its freshness. Write from the heart, that sweet-scented, flower-decorated garden where putridness gives way to life and ugliness can turn to beauty. Write about what hasn't been written. Say to the muses you'll come to them as they've come to you. Write about the might of the mind and describe the sunset to the blind.